Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Well, good evening, friends. This is Brother Byron again on the Holy Manna radio broadcast, coming to you from the Highland Baptist Church studios. I was speaking yesterday. I began speaking to you about, am I therefore become your enemy? We're looking in the book of Galatians in our King James Bible, Galatians chapter 4. And we looked at that yesterday, began speaking about it. And our emphasis is on verse 16 of Galatians chapter 4, where Paul is speaking to the church, and he says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Now, as we mentioned there in the previous broadcast, there was a group of folks that came in behind Paul after he left Galatia, and they were mixing both law and grace together, and they were actually perverting the gospel. And it had swayed these people of the churches of Galatia, and it had greatly upset Paul, and they were loathing the teachings of Paul. And so he's setting the record straight. He's calling out the Judaizers, the false teachers. He's calling out those that are perverting the gospel, and he is standing tall for the real gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ and the grace that he gives. And that's where we were talking there at the end of our broadcast about how people today still have the tendency to believe that somehow they can maintain their salvation by some works, or even to be saved by some kind of work they've done. Not long ago, I was speaking to a gentleman about the gospel. I was sharing the gospel with him. And he started explaining to me that he lived a really good life, and that he thought that as long as he did that everything was fine. He said that he tried to do good and to help people when he could, and he had based all of his thoughts on salvation on his works and his good deeds. And I explained to him the truth from the Bible. I said, now wait a minute, this is what the Bible says. And it's only by grace through faith that we're saved. It's not of works, the Bible says. And it was shocking to him. I've been trying to witness to this man, and I pray that the Lord will convict his heart and show him the need to truly be saved through Christ. But people have that tendency. People believe that they can do things to save themselves because that's the way we're taught. All of our life we're taught that if we do something that there's a good result. And so people take that thought, that mentality into the spiritual realm where it does not fit. And so we have to deal with that. What had happened with Paul and the Galatians, we see there in verse 16 where he says, am I therefore become your enemy? Because I'll tell you the truth. And so it begins when you begin allowing something into your life that goes against your conscience or against what you know to be the truth, you're in danger of doing the same thing that the Galatians were doing. And I can tell you from personal experience that people will love you as long as you tell them what they want to hear. As long as you don't step on anybody's toes or make any waves, they love you at that point. But the minute you step up and tell them the truth, they begin to loathe you and to hate you, and you become their enemy. And I can talk about somebody else's sin or preach against something that somebody else is doing, and everybody's fine until I touch on the sin that you indulge in. And then I become your enemy. And so I can preach on being a joyful giver, and nobody has a problem with that. But as soon as I start speaking about tithing or giving 10% of your income to the Lord, and I start telling the truth that you're robbing God if you're not tithing, then people get really upset because they don't believe in the biblical doctrine of tithing. And there's been some people that has been misled and say, well, the New Testament doesn't teach tithing. Well, that's not true. They try to claim that, all that was under the Jewish law. Well, no, friends, tithing is a biblical doctrine that began hundreds of years before the law was even given. We see it start even when Abraham tithed to Melchizedek. And so if I stand and preach that tithing is biblical, there'll be somebody that won't like it because they don't want to tithe. And so I become their enemy. Am I become your enemy, Paul says, because I tell you the truth? I can stand and preach against drugs and the sin that they lead you into and may get some amens, but if I preach against drinking beer or social drinking or going into establishments that's called bars or pubs or something like that, there'll be somebody there that will hear the message and they like to indulge. They like to drink a beer or a wine and they'll start, you know, yelling things like, Jesus turned water into wine. And they'll get rip-roaring mad at me for preaching the Bible doctrine of abstaining from strong drink and preaching from the Bible. It says in Proverbs 21, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And I'll become their enemy. Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I can preach about the sin of idolatry, and everybody will agree with that if I'm talking about Baal worship or something along that line. But if I preach against letting your child attend football, baseball, basketball, or volleyball practice or tournaments on a Sunday, or laying out of church to watch NASCAR or some sporting event, maybe the Super Bowl, or laying out of church and going hunting, fishing, or skiing, then suddenly I become their enemy. Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I can preach against the sin of murder, and nobody will get mad at all. But let me preach on the sanctity of life and the sin of abortion, and everybody will go crazy. It's a woman's body, they'll cry. It's a woman's right. It's legal in the United States. Preachers have nothing to say when it comes to do with my body, they'll say. And so I become their enemy because I tell them the truth that God, He holds life precious, and that even in the womb, that the Lord is with us. We see that all throughout the Bible, the sanctity of life, and I become their enemy if I preach against all this mess going on today. Well, we know that also the Bible condemns certain sins. It condemns the sodomites, that's man lying with mankind, effeminates, those that dishonor their own bodies between themselves. These are words straight from the Bible, the King James Bible. The Bible says that all these are an abomination, and that these will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's what the Bible says. That's not something that I made up. That's what the Lord said. So if I tell the truth, I'll become somebody's enemy. I can get up here and start preaching hot and heavy against sin and sexual perversion and wickedness. And if I just use those terms, there'll be some people agree and they'll say some amens. But if I start naming off the LGBT and the lesbian, the gay, the bisexual, the transgendered, or whatever name they're calling themselves these days, if I say they're living a wicked, abominable lifestyle and they're bound for hell if they don't repent and turn to Jesus to save them, there'll be somebody that will get madder than blue blazes and they'll attack me. They'll call me names, try to ruin my reputation, slander me. They'll go to the ends of the earth to protect their little darling. Yet they won't submit to biblical authority, and I've become their enemy. Am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Now listen, friends, this is some hard sayings from the Bible, and people don't like it. Our society today don't like it. Our government today don't like it. They will call the Bible hate speech, and there'll be a day when all this is banned, when Christians can't get up and speak the truth from God's Word because of this political correctness. But I want you to know the Lord is not politically correct. He's just truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Well, listen, I can stand and preach a 4-week series of messages on why that I use the King James Bible, and I can show you comparisons between our Bible and the other Bible perversions, and I can prove to you that the King James Bible is the perfect English translation. But if I say something against the NIV or the ESV or the New King James and if I can prove without a doubt they're corrupt in their text, there'll be somebody that hears it and they will literally lose their mind over it. Well, my favorite preacher on TV uses the New King James Bible and he's the best there is. Okay, fair enough. Why don't you send your favorite TV preacher a letter and ask him how come the New King James Bible has made over 100,000 changes to the text? Ask him why they remove the word hell 22 times, or the word blood 23 times, or the word repent 55 times, or the word heaven 50 times, or the name God 51 times, or the word Lord 66 times. Ask him why they completely remove the words devils, damnation, and Jehovah from the New King James Bible. Well, listen, friends, we could go on and on and on talking about this. You know, some people will say, well, Brother Byron, what does it matter as long as somebody gets saved? As long as they're reading the Bible, isn't that okay? Listen, you can get saved by reading a Bible tract. If the Holy Spirit draws you to Christ through it, you can get saved even from reading an NIV Bible if the Holy Spirit draws you to it. But if you're going to study the Word of God and come to a complete understanding of it, then you better be sure you're studying the true Word of God. And you do not want to have a corrupt Bible version in your hands that leaves things out or adds things to the text or makes it socially acceptable or something like that. So, yes, it does matter what Bible version someone uses. But I can stand here and preach about it, and I'll become somebody's enemy. Well, listen, Paul goes on to say there in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 17, they zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that you might affect them. Well, the people of the churches at Galatia, they'd been courted by the Judaizers. These Jews, they came in there trying to draw them away from the truth of the Lord Jesus. And Paul said they did this zealously. In other words, they did everything in their power to convince you to turn from the truth, to lie of a work salvation. They didn't care about you or your soul. They just want to push their false doctrine and get you over on their side. And that's the way that they do today in the same day we live in. They'll say or do anything to push their agenda. They'll lie like a dog to push their agenda. But they won't tell you the truth from God's Word. And they could care less about your soul. Listen, friends, we need to understand what the truth of God's Word is. Abide by it. And realize that it is all truth. God's Word is all truth, not man's words. We better believe in God's Word. All right, well, we've run out of time for this broadcast, but we'll pick back up on this same thought again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I pray the Lord blesses you and look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bailey Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.
Shower on